Welcome to Inside the Taubman Approach podcast. I'm your host, Benjamin Harding. This new podcast is an inside look at the power of the Taubman Approach, an approach to working with playing-related problems such as discomfort, tension, pain, and injuries. Through firsthand experiences and discussions with some of the premier teachers of this approach, we'll be sharing how pianists at various stages of learning the piano have benefited and grown through applying the Taubman Approach. Sponsored by the Galansky Institute. The Galansky Institute is on a mission to provide cutting-edge instruction to pianists based on the groundbreaking work of Dorothy Taubman. If you're interested in learning more about the Taubman Approach, be sure to check out the show notes of this episode and follow links to sign up for our newsletter, to stay up to date with all that the Institute offers, including their premier subscription service that allows you to take lessons on the Taubman Approach from anywhere. Let's get into today's episode. Have you ever come to a problem in your piano playing and just given up, saying, "This problem is insurmountable," and then, after a while, you begin to think, "Hey, maybe the problem is me. After all, I'm the problem." Well, today's guest faced those questions and realized the problem wasn't him, after all. The problem was in the approach to playing the piano, and along comes the Taubman Approach at just the right time before a high-stakes performance. Stay tuned for that incredible story to be shared on this episode. Our guest today is Yaniv Dinur, a brilliant conductor and pianist. Check out the show notes to see links to his website and work. He's an inspiring artist, and I know that today's episode will inspire you to see that the Taubman Approach solves real-life problems in the playing of the piano. Yaniv Dinur, welcome to the Galansky Institute podcast.
Good to be here.
It's so wonderful to connect with you. You are a prolific conductor, an immensely talented and gifted pianist, and you share your music with such vitality and grace. Tell us about a little bit about your journey with music, starting at an early age with the piano. Tell us a little bit about that.
It was kind of natural to me. We had a piano at home. I went to it and banged on the piano. At some point pretty early on, I could play tunes that I heard on TV. So I had a really good hearing, and it was kind of natural for me to go into music. My mom is a musicologist. We had all these records at home. My aunt is my piano teacher. She was my first piano teacher. It was kind of natural for me. Then when I was 16, I also started taking conducting lessons, which opened a whole new world of music for me, and orchestral music, of course, and being able to be a part of the orchestra, because there's not much piano in the orchestra, except for piano concertos, of course, and 20th century music. But suddenly I could be a part of Beethoven symphonies and Brahms symphonies and all of that.
That's wonderful. And we were talking just a little bit before we pressed record here, and conducting came at a point where you were exploring this wonderful music, but you were also kind of experiencing maybe a little bit of frustration with the piano. Can you tell us a little bit about what was happening with the instrument that you love so much? What was happening with the instrument as you were playing it and processing it and just trying to create a life for yourself in music at the piano?
Well, it was weird because there were some passages that I could, sometimes difficult passages or considered difficult, complex, that I could play pretty easily. And other passages that sometimes were simpler, like scales, for example, basic, that I had trouble with. It was puzzling to me. And of course, I thought the problem was something in me, in my body. Maybe I wasn't practicing enough. I was born with weak fingers. All these kinds of things that only when later when I saw the movie Choreography of the Hands, mm-hmm. documentary about Dorothy Taubman, and that was the first time that I heard someone talking about the psychological effect that all of this has on, and I was thinking she was talking about me, you know, blaming myself for not having strong fingers, all this nonsense, you know, not practicing enough. At some point I could, you know, I had the physical and mental ability to sit at the piano for 7 hours. Mm-hmm. And do all these terrible Hanon and Czerny exercises and banging the fingers at the keyboard to make them stronger. Mm-hmm. I could do that. I could do that. And, you know, there was a little bit of improvement, I could say, but still it was very minimal. And I still had trouble playing. And of course, if I didn't touch the piano for a month or even less, it was all gone. It's like I needed to start over again.
Yeah, and so we've heard this story many times. You've heard this story. I've heard this story. I've experienced this story where we think something is wrong with ourselves. We come up against this problem, this wall. I can tell that you are a very circumspect person, a person who really analyzes himself and really goes internal to find the depth that is needed to pursue music, because we love it and it's a joy. And the piano is, in particular, it's a wonderful instrument. So you came to this wall, you started exploring conducting. How did you meet Edna Galansky? What was that process after you saw the Dorothy Taubman documentary?
It was in a different way. Actually, I was scheduled to play and conduct from the keyboard Mozart's D minor concerto with the Milwaukee Symphony. And also with my orchestra in Massachusetts, the New Bedford Symphony.
Oh, sure. Yes.
And it was scheduled a year in advance. So I could still, I still had trouble with the piece, but I said to myself, okay, I have a year. Surely it will get better by then. So time passed and I see that, and I'm practicing and things are not getting better. So I did what every desperate person would do at that point, go on the internet. So I started Googling how to play basic things. Like I could play, there were certain scales that I could play and others that I couldn't. It was very, very weird, very confusing.
Sure.
So I started, I Googled how to play scales. And I YouTubed it, and everybody had a different opinion.
Sure.
Ways of doing that. I tried some things; it didn't really work. And then one of the videos that I stumbled on was a video of Edna Galansky explaining how to play a scale, and something about how she demonstrated it and talked about it made so much sense to me. And I started watching other videos of her. And then I got to the movie, to the film, Choreography of the Hands.
Really? Okay. So it was that kind of process. Understood.
First I found Edna. And then through Edna, I found out that actually I hadn't heard about the Taubman approach before. So through Edna, I found out about it and I watched the movie and so I tried some of it by myself, and I saw that things were already better. Although it was very clear to me that I couldn't do it by myself, that I needed somebody to explain to me. So I contacted Edna, and I went to see her in New York. And it was actually on her birthday. And I didn't know it then, but after, at the end of the lesson, she told me, "I'm sorry, I have to finish now because we're going out for my birthday." And I said, "Oh my God, it's your birthday. I'm sorry. I didn't." But I always refer to it now as that her birthday is also my rebirth as a pianist.
Wonderful. Oh, that is a wonderful marker for sure. So you started working with Edna on the D minor concerto, and then how many more times did you go to see her through that process?
Well, the first time I played for her a little bit, and she said, "You have some time until the concert, right?" And I said, "Yes, it's next week." And she reacted the same way as you. And she said, "Well, let's work a little bit. Maybe some of it will go into your playing." So she showed me the rotation. And I was like, "That's it?" And she said, "Yeah, that's it." And of course, I didn't realize what everything meant and how everything connects. And sure. It takes time to both to understand and to learn the skill. But then I said, you know, I have this passage here that I've been working on for years, I don't know, in the concerto, and I can't get it. So she showed it to me, and she showed me the in and out. She just, while she was playing it, she was going into the keys and out of the keys. Mm-hmm. And then I tried it, and it was there, and it worked. And it was like magic.
Yeah.
And then today, after a few years that I've been studying with her, I know that it's not magic. It's better. It's better than magic. It's actually, it's science. It's the natural way of playing. But it blew my mind that something that I've been struggling with, she could solve on the spot, and I could play it all of a sudden.
So what has that been like for you? Because the performance, I've read reviews of this wonderful performance that you gave with the Milwaukee Symphony, and it was so well received. And that a week before you went to see Edna Galansky, what has been the freedom that you have experienced in studying with Edna? What has that been like musically, psychologically, spiritually, even for you? What has that been like to kind of open up that door to say, "Oh, this problem isn't about me. It's about playing the piano, as you said, in a free way." Tell us a little bit about that.
First of all, as you said, yes, it's the realization that there's nothing wrong with you. You were just you weren't taught how to do things. You know, because as we said before, usually when something didn't work, "Oh, you didn't practice enough. Go practice." Right. And what I would do, I would go and practice more the same wrong way, which would just embed it even more. Mm-hmm. Yeah. the wrong habits. So so to realize that that it's not me, and that I can when somebody showed me how to do things right and naturally and easily, that mostly because it was basically Edna taught me that everything I learned about the piano was actually the opposite.
Mm-hmm. Yes, I've experienced that too.
Yeah, I mean, because I was taught that piano is hard, and you have playing the piano is hard, and you have to work hard, and it's like in war. Either you win the piano, or the piano wins you. Sure. You know, mm-hmm. And things like that. And that's why I there was a time in my life that I stopped playing for 2 years. I didn't touch the piano because. But then I came back because I missed it too much. Yeah. But since I've been working with Edna, I've been playing pieces that I never dreamed that I would be able to do, like the Brahms first piano concerto.
Oh wow! You know?
Scherzos by Chopin and you know, complex pieces that. And passages that that I can play with ease, and I can concentrate on the music, you know. And one of the things that Edna said to me in the first lesson is that she said, if you are tense, you cannot play the piano.
Yeah,
and that was the opposite of what I already learned. I always learned, you know, I always, my teachers always told me that you have to be tense. You have to, the music has to be like all over your body and you have to grab the keys. Mm-hmm. and just the opposite. And so to be able to do that, it's not, it's not only that I can play the piano. It's like I'm a different person, you know.
Wow. Yeah, because it's such an integral part of who we are as musicians. If we're drawn to the piano at a young age, and we've spent more time at the instrument maybe than with any other human being on the planet. It's
I'm not sure that's a good thing.
Yeah, right. It's a big part of our lives, and it certainly shapes our musicality and musicianship, and opens up avenues for yourself in conducting and experiencing music with other folks. Oh, that's wonderful to hear. So you feel liberated and free to pursue music at a different level at the piano as a result of studying with Edna.
Yes, I mean, I just feel so fortunate that I met her, and I wish I had met her earlier in my life. That would have saved so much money on psychological treatments and I'm just trying to think how many people get to meet someone that changes their lives.
Yeah.
I don't know, but I was fortunate to meet a couple, and Edna is certainly one of them that did this for me. Like I said, I didn't dream that I could play the piano like this.
It's wonderful. Well, I so thank you for coming on the podcast today. And part of doing this podcast is to spread the word about the Galansky Institute and the Taubman approach through the Galansky Institute that can really change lives, that can really solve problems, to create a pain-free environment for pianists to learn and to explore the wonderful world of music. So thank you so much for coming on the podcast today, Yaniv, and we hope to have you on in the near future and just to continue to explore this wonderful approach. Thank you so much.
Thank you.